CopAgri has given its shareholders a reason to smile, having reinstated its dividend. This comes on the back of a strong performance during the half-year period, where headline earnings increased by 24% as revenue climbed 15.6%. Joining me now to unpack the results is the company's CEO, Sean Walsh. Thanks so much, Sean, for your time this evening. So CopAgri seeing a better-than-expected trading scenario in its retail category for the first 6 months of the financial year. Do you think the trough's now been hit?
Look, I think we've definitely had a bounce back, and the earnings is being driven by strong growth from all divisions. The highlight being the retail categories growing by 15.4%, fuel litre growth, even if still impacted by COVID, by 11.9%, and then solid growth from agri categories of 6.7%.
Absolutely. Sean, let's take a look at what is offering bulk of the support, because you offer everything now from, you know, farming equipment to building materials. But standing in the spotlight is that retail related revenue category. Stack that up for us against what you're seeing on the agricultural side of things in your grains business.
So on the agricultural trading side, obviously very solid performance, increased fruit harvest, so we're seeing increased packaging material sales. But as you say, the highlight being the retail categories, and there we're seeing growth of around 20% in building materials, about 17% up on pet and accessories, and I think 19% growth being seen in terms of DIY, pool and garden categories.
Absolutely. Sean, retail sales, like you say, have rebounded, especially with building materials and, you know, general agricultural conditions in areas you operate in boding well for the second half of the year. But how much sheer low base effect here do we have to take into consideration when interpreting the numbers you've released today?
Well, actually, Alicia, our these interim results compared to the 6 months up until March last year, which was largely not COVID impacted, and that's why these earnings are really astounding, in that they're actually compared to a non-COVID impacted period in the previous year.
That's really important to highlight, because I think people get lost in what's happened over the past year. Let's take a look at growth opportunity from here on out, Sean, because, you know, post your earnings period, you've made an acquisition in FarmSave. Talk us through that and how this starts to contribute and, you know, more so intensify what has been a strong pursuit of a diversification strategy.
So, Alicia, yes, we incurred the fall. It was severe. Immediately went into survival mode. We cut our OPEX, we curtailed our CAPEX, and then much quicker than what we thought, the turnaround came to us, and as expected, we were busy implementing asset portfolio reviews. We made some few cheap acquisitions, as you've just stated, and we've reduced our debt levels, and now we're ready for the bounce back and refocusing on product and services and expanding our customer base into new areas, selling more products to more clients, and hopefully making more value for our shareholders.
Let's leave it there. Sean, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of CopAgri, Sean Walsh.